If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE. Statistician creates fantasy sports platform. Welcome to Side Hustle School. Chris Guillebeau here, your host. In this week's Throwback Thursday, Where Are They Now segment, we're going to hear from the statistician turned fantasy sports strategist who leverages his knack for numbers to launch an analytics business. Last week, we heard from a student loan advisor who transformed a personal challenge into a thriving consultancy. This week, to that statistician, what can we learn from him? What did he learn along the way? What might we take as a point of inspiration or an idea, a nudge for our own ideas, our own side hustle, small business, entrepreneurial ideas? I want you to be able to create an income-generating project or perhaps grow your income-generating project this year. So let's hear how Demetrius did it. I'm going to hand the microphone over to him. Come back at the end with some quick comments. Statistician creates fantasy sports platform. Once again, over to Demetrius.
Hey, it's Demetrius, and when I first ventured into the realm of fantasy sports analytics, my goal was to merge my background in statistics with my passion for sports in a way that hadn't been done before. A few years on, the journey from a simple analytics tool to a platform serving a diverse community of fantasy sports players has been both challenging and worthwhile. The initial launch, the story I told last time, it was just the beginning. Over the years, I've refined the platform significantly. Early on, I learned that while hardcore fans appreciated the depth of the data, there was a larger audience seeking insights that could be understood right away. I introduced features like the Quick Pick algorithm, which suggests player picks based on a user's league settings and current team composition, and performance projections, offering weekly player performance forecasts. One of the most significant milestones came in the second year, when the platform caught the attention of a major fantasy sports website. This endorsement was a double-edged sword, though. It propelled us into the spotlight, but it also tested our server capacity and customer support. Scaling up quickly was definitely a challenge, but we held strong and managed to keep things running. Building a community around the platform was another goal of mine. I started hosting webinars and live Q&A sessions to discuss strategies, sleeper picks, and busts, which not only increased engagement, but also established a more loyal user base. I also try to share articles on strategy, analytics, and just the overall science behind fantasy sports. But I sometimes get behind, since, you know, this isn't my day job. The fantasy sports landscape is ever-evolving, with new formats and platforms emerging. Keeping the analytics tool relevant meant staying ahead of trends and continuously updating our algorithms. Looking back, what started as just a side project has grown into a full-fledged business, even as I continue to work full-time for a tech company. The platform now supports multiple sports, and I'm exploring ways to incorporate machine learning for a future update. Still, the mission remains the same: to empower fantasy sports players with data-driven insights. For anyone on the cusp of turning their passion into a business, my advice is to embrace the iterative process. Your first idea doesn't have to be perfect, but with consistent refinement, it can evolve and grow. As for me, I hope to return in another 2 years to tell you what's happened next.
Awesome. Thanks so much to Demetrius for sharing his updates with us. Listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. We're actually at 2,651 episodes so far, going strong every day since January 1, 2017. I'm so honored to make this program for you every day, so I hope you'll continue to listen. You can always subscribe, follow wherever you get podcasts, sidehustleschool.com for some resources. Again, 2651 coming at you tomorrow, 2652. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
from the Onward Project.